Thank you so much for your patience. I'm sorry. I know it takes forever.
No, it's okay. My patients are fine. They're at home waiting for me to get back.
Waiting for you to what? What service are you providing?
Brain.
Oh, okay. Just brain service? You're going to do brain?
Yeah. They're fine. They think I'm scrubbing up.
They're stupid.
But they're stupid. Well, that's why they need brain.
Got it. Stupid questions get stupid answers.
Yeah. You look like a sexy thing one.
And you look like a thing.
Oh, your hair kind of matches my dress. Well, it looks like it in the camera.
Oh, yeah. It's going to key out really badly because it's green.
Well, it's like...
I'll figure it out in post.
It's like blue-green.
I know. It's still going to key out like a fucker. I'm not a professional, okay? I mean, technically I am, but video editing is not my... I didn't go to school for that, okay? I'm
yeah. School to you just learn. Kids. You just learn how to do that shit.
Because I'm a genius. And, like, things just come
it's to really me. Impressive.
But when people are always, like, commenting on the key and, like, how bad the green screen looks, I'm always like, okay.
You're also color challenged. I'm doing the best I can.
That's 100% true. That is 100% true.
Yeah, should we get a blue screen?
When people are like, hey, maybe. Well, I like wearing blue.
I have so much green.
Oh, I didn't know.
I have green wigs. I have green gowns.
Oh, yeah, wait. I do know because you do sometimes wear them on green screen.
Well, sometimes I feel like it's okay.
It's not. It's never okay.
But you're wearing sort of green hair.
But I'll figure it out. It's different when I do it. Because I'm giving myself this assignment, okay? That's true. I'm making myself... You can't give me an assignment. That's fucked.
That's true.
Oh, so you agree. Yeah, I promise I'm not going to play with my hair the whole time. I've also seen...
You are.
I've also seen those notes, those comments.
But that's your smoking a cigarette. That's your thing that you do with
it's
your
fun.
Hands. You look like a slutty Marge Simpson.
Oh, I feel so bad for her. If you watch like modern day Simpsons, today's time, some would call it, her voice is gone. She can't do Marge anymore.
No.
She's like, you know, her sisters that she does like the lower voice for, that's just what Marge sounds like.
Oh no.
There's a very specific audience. Well, it's like, I agree with you, you bitch.
That's kind of what moms sound like when they get older.
Like Edna, what's her name? No, I don't know their names. No one else does either. This is a drag podcast. Why am I talking about this? We just filmed and we haven't filmed in a while. And so we had a lot to say in the Philippines episodes. We just don't have a lot of Patreon only, but we do have a lot of love for you.
I'm rereading A Lady for a Duke.
You're rereading?
Yeah.
There's so many books out in the world. Why limit yourself?
I know, but sometimes I just like to go to what I've already read, so I know.
Do you want to borrow my courage to be disliked? Yeah. I think it's a courage that you could benefit from.
I'm very courageous.
And disliked. Oh, I don't know Portuguese hello. What's Portuguese hello?
Olá.
Is that right?
Olá.
It's olá, but without an H. Not interesting. Hello? Welcome to...
Olá, bem-vindo ao IMHO.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'll practice it.
Bienvenido. Bienvenido.
No, it's not.
Just look at this, how it's spelled.
Bem-vindo.
Bem-vindo.
Don't you feel stupid? Hello, welcome to IMHO.
In my homosexual opinion.
I'm Darby.
And I'm Alexis B. Bevels. The P stands for Portuguese.
Yes.
We're going to Brazil.
Mamo. Come to Brazil!
No one has ever told us that.
But that's not, well, they have to me, but I understand that, you know, you don't have
well,
to
I mean, I'm with there, you so. Most of the time. I go with you everywhere.
Only if I'm having a bad day. So, hello everyone. For those of you just joining us from Brazil, welcome. We promised to learn Portuguese before the season starts. We've already got a head start. Yeah. We can say hello.
Hola.
Hola. We're so excited. We're going to meet these queens. Now, the cast has been released. We have not watched a single
I haven't thing. Seen God anything. Damn. I have been in a total media blackout. I have not seen hide, nor hair, nor nail, She's, nor pump.
She still thinks the towers are standing. She has no idea.
What tower? The Two Towers, Lord of the Rings.
We are just going to get right into it. We are going to meet these queens.
Yes.
And just give you our
MEAT. Have you ever been to like a Tejas de Brazil?
No,
where they come around with
Yes, I have. It's the fucking best.
I want to go.
You know what it is though? Like when I get into those restaurants where they're just bringing stuff around and it's just kind of not all you can eat, but all you can pay for.
It's
stressful to me because it's just like it's so much meat coming right at me. It's like I can't do all that.
I want to get the meat sweats.
Don't you normally just have meat sweats?
It's just called sweating.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you do it so meaty. So, we're just going to watch these girls. Let's get started.
We're going to watch... You're going to watch us watch things.
Yeah. That's basically what this show is.
Aquarella. Aquarella.
Is that how you pronounce it? We're going to learn.
I think so.
Here's the thing. We're going to learn. Well, she's going to learn. She's actually... You're very good with languages. It's strange.
Thank you. You know, I have been on a journey of learning Spanish at my work.
I wish you would learn math. I love her look.
Yeah.
You bring a monster.
She looks like an all real monster.
Ah! Real monster. It was a series. Don't worry about it. I did like that she said that her drag is visual. And I was like, yeah, mine's auditory.
what do you mean? Ours is pretty auditory.
No, I guess that, yeah, actually it is. Yeah, sorry. Now she does represent the clowns, the freaks, if you will.
The oddballs.
I love
her
look.
How does it feel to be represented?
As what? I didn't say supermodel, business owner, CEO.
You are the CEO. Does that mean I'm the CFO or the COO?
You're a part-time employee at best. She has a great look, and I just love faces on your body.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's not where they go.
So it's like the yassified version of that. You know in Star Trek when she's in the metal bikini and then there's that big worm in the ground? She looked like yassified that.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein.
They don't tell him to come to Brazil.
He should go to Brazil.
Oh!
Fuck! That's what you'll get here at IMHO. American social commentary. I told you we're auditory. Bettina Polaroid.
Ooh, Bettina Polaroid.
Polaroid film is so expensive.
Yeah.
It's just important. Sorry, what'd you love?
I loved the outfit. She looked like it was
I love a printed suit. That's very funny to me. I did want a rhinestone. I wanted those stars to come to life. Let the stars live. But I love the idea.
She looked like in the Olympics when they do like jump skiing or whatever. Skiing. When they go down the slide and then they do skis and jumping.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And then she looked like she had a fun outfit on like that.
When I went to a mega church, okay, Righteous Gemstones, that was my real life.
They had skiing in there?
Basically. No, but we did a musical called The Secret of My Success, but Jesus-fied. The secret of my success. I really don't want to be less, but I know real value is in those all around you. That's the secret of my success. Anyway, we got to wear t-shirts that look like suits. And I wore it for picture day 3 years in a row.
Oh!
It was not popular in middle school. So I do enjoy that, but I wish the stars were like rhinestoned or like, I wish they were 3D. I wanted something to reach out and touch. I'm interested to know more about her. After the beautiful paint that we just saw, this is a little more striking is a word.
I wonder if her name is a play on anything.
The camera?
Bettina Polaroid. Maybe if it was like, shaking a Polaroid.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Where are they? They okay?
I don't know. Dallas DeVille.
Dallas DeVille.
Cyberpunk. She looks like the Matrix came on your face.
Yeah, she didn't need to tell me that she was a DJ and that's how she started her drag, because if I saw her walking down the street, I'd be like, you got some hot tunes?
Yeah,
that's how I go.
Why don't you go scritchy scratch on the old ones and twos?
Got a 45? Is that a gun or a record? That's a record. What'd I say?
I think it's both.
Okay. I like that her name is Dallas. You've been to Dallas? You're from Texas.
I have been to Dallas. I went to the Medieval Times in Dallas. I remember I peed the bed. I was sharing it with three other boys. It was high school. And I told them I spilled something.
You spilled a cup of pee? Anyway, I like her look.
My pee doesn't smell.
Oh, God. She has a very specific point of view from this look.
One of those boys watches this.
What? What do you mean?
My friend Joel.
He was Brazilian?
No, he
The whole time?
He was sleeping by me when I peed in the bed.
Well, he didn't believe you. This is not a revelation. What did you think of Dallas? What did you think?
I thought it was fun. The medieval times was good.
The Brazilian drag queen, Dallas.
Yes, of course. I liked the cool makeup. I liked the cyberpunk, like, whatever. And she seems like a really, I like her spirit.
Yeah, it's not my personal style, but it's done really well. And I like all
and
the...
And I like how...
The drawing on the face.
She seems like she knows what she's doing. Diva Moore.
Listen, I'm gonna start using that. She said she's 21 in both of her legs. She's 42, right? I love that. That's funny. So smart. Listen,
you could have used that a couple while years
we were,
ago.
Okay, while we were watching Alexis, when she said 21, Alexis goes, oh, I don't like her. And then I was like, no, she said in both legs, which means she's like 42. And she's like, oh, I like her.
I do like her, and I loved her look. I gotta be honest. I loved it.
I did too.
I loved the... It's so good. I loved the dress. I loved the fascinator. I liked the hair along with it. So it was like all these kind of structured shapes. And I thought she was funny.
I thought she was really funny. I like how she called herself delusional.
Yeah,
and how she basically told us that she's bad at everything.
She's just bad at everything.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Let me see more.
Thank you.
Oh, is that what you were gonna say?
I said I can't wait to see more.
More comma diva.
Are those macaroons on your ears?
Huh?
Are those macaroon cookies on your ears?
Oh, are they? Good
for me. They're cute.
I went to France once.
No.
When I was in
Spain. Don't appropriate my culture.
When I was in Spain, I told Curtis that we needed to stop by Portugal because we were in Spain for like 9 days, and so I learned Spanish really quickly. And I wanted to stop by Portugal for a couple days so I could learn Portuguese really easily. But unfortunately, we weren't able to make that work.
Did they? Like, this is gonna sound stupid, but hear me out.
That's okay, we're American.
Do they speak Portuguese in Portugal? Because they speak it in Brazil and those places aren't near each other.
I don't like this. Mexico's not near Spain, yet they speak Spanish. Interesting, huh? Interesting.
But Spanish is different than Spanish.
I can't breathe! Up next.
Helena Maldita.
We will get that pronunciation correct.
Yeah, Helena Maldita.
I promise you, we're learning.
I thought she seemed very sweet. I will say, I thought it was just a bodysuit, and then she turned around, it was a tail. And then after that, I wanted the hair to be the same color.
Yes.
Or I wanted like a hood or something.
I wanted the look to
continue. Be a lizard.
Yeah, it looked like they took her beautiful head and put it on a lizard's body.
But it was a really beautiful lizard's body.
Gorgeous lizard body. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that we got a close-up of her non-butthole. Very in right now. Very Barbie.
I'm just Ken.
No, none of us are. Literally stopped being Ken a year ago. Don't go back.
I think Curtis is a Ken.
You think?
Yeah.
I think my husband's an Alan. I think he looks like a Ken.
Oh, yeah.
But he's got the heart of an Alan.
Because he did kill those four guys.
Who did?
Remember when they were in the car and they were coming out of Barbie Land and Alan was like, I'll handle
this. He beat them up. He didn't kill them.
I think they were dead.
Well, their spirit died. Getting beaten up by an Alan will kill your spirit. She's beautiful. Yeah, I loved the look. It was very well constructed and her body looked great.
Yeah.
I just wanted...
I'm excited to see you more.
Yeah, I want to see the rest of her head.
Melusine Sparkle all the way from the ocean because she's a mermaid. She looks like Jem in the holograms.
She did look like a hologram. Nothing's real. Now she says she's funny. I'm ready to see it.
She says she does drag to honor the women that came before her.
Or that got cum in them
so she could be born.
Okay. Can I say this? As you blossomed into your womanhood, like, you're gross now. Your humor has gotten so fucked up. Is it the hormones?
It's just, no, you know what it is?
What?
I feel more comfortable with you now.
Why? Because you're more comfortable with yourself? I hate that. Maybe I'm gonna put a little tack under your seat, see what happens. I'm excited to see what she has to offer.
Me too. I'm ready to see her sparkle.
Okay. Did you, when you first started drag, when I first started drag, hair to the side. I was off to the side all the time.
You are still a need your hair in a specific place on your body.
I like to play with my hair, but no, I was...
But you also want it behind you at all times, where no one can see it.
Well, I like to show, look at these. Look at these bones. You don't get those bones like this anymore. Look at that. Shit, that's some 80s bones, baby. Ow, my bones. Okay, I'm next.
Miranda LeBrow.
We're going to learn.
I liked the outfit. I couldn't really get a good look at it because I feel like it was going a lot.
I wish Yeah, I loved the gold corset and I loved the blue shoulders, the headpiece, and like the white. I didn't understand it, but again, she was moving. That girl can move.
Yeah.
Okay, that girl can move. I did like how she said that people ask if she's stinky.
I yawned. I'm owning it.
What?
I yawned. I'm sorry. I'm owning it.
Okay.
They always point out in the comments that I was yawning.
Yeah, but they do it as like a, oh my god, and that's sweet. Like, I can't believe that she's able to do her job so well and be so tired all the time. That's nice.
Thank you for thinking I do my job well.
I didn't say that. The comments did. Yeah, I like that she said that she stinks. Listen, drag is hard, okay?
And drag is bodies, stinky.
Bodies happen.
And drag right? is stinky.
Yeah, I didn't fully get the look, but there were elements to it that I really liked a lot. And she seems like a seasoned queen.
Yeah.
Or did I just call her old? They're not putting their ages on here.
Sometimes Brazil, they are.
Because in Brazil, well, they say them, but they don't put them on the screen.
Oh.
Like American Drag Race does. Brazil, y'all know. It's not about age, okay? It's about if your knees bend.
Naza!
I dig it.
Until she told us her age, I was down for it.
22 is an age, and she's all of it. And we have been that.
I don't know about you.
I loved the makeup. 22. I loved the hair. I loved the look. I was very into it. Maybe I misunderstood, but she said that she's not quick-witted, that she's not quick. She's not going to be the quick one with the joke. That's one of my favorite things about these Meet the Queens. Is they're just telling us what they're not good at. I love that. Because that's what I want to do. I'm going to walk in a room and be like, here's what you cannot expect from me.
Oh, right? Honey.
Go into
here's
a drag
what you won't expect
like,
from us. Hair whipping
split. If you decide to watch the season with us.
Here's
if you
what
decide
you're not,
to watch IMHO this season. Here's what
season,
you're not
going to
see.
You're not gonna
well,
see. You're not going to see drama.
Quick stories. Quick storytelling.
No.
Okay? We won't start the review until about 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
Okay?
And that's important for you to know.
And once we start the review, we're going to stop it again in just a few minutes.
I'm,
to then
you're
talk
not,
about
you're not going to see.
Her come or whatever.
Yeah. I miss her. Too specific to trans.
That was intense.
The trans
so,
narrative.
But I dig her a lot. I like her.
Yeah.
I'm in. Oh, there's more.
Organza. I love it. It's a little highbrow, lowbrow. She's like the beautiful silk organza, and then she's like the rayon.
There's multiple brows.
There's so many
you
brows.
Really only need two.
And so many organzas.
I love her hair. I love dragged up streetwear. That's so fucking cool. If
yeah.
you can do that well, you've got me. Did you notice that like they gave her a lot of extra time in the like, you know, they're just like playing around in the jungle.
Yeah.
They gave her extra time, like she was dancing and they didn't cut away.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a lip sync assassin. Maybe we're being told through this edit that watch out for her.
Subliminal messaging.
Oh, I got it. The message is clear. She is organza. I like a good cotton, 100% cotton.
You know what I'm really fucking with lately?
Breathable.
A cotton linen mixture or just a linen.
Linen, yeah, yeah.
It's cooling.
Do you have linen pants?
No, I'm gonna tell you something right now. You listen to me and you write this down. I'm not doing pants ever again, never again.
Really? I think you're gonna regret that.
I can change my mind. I reserve the right to change my mind at any point in time. But for the first 3 years, I was forced to wear pants when all I really wanted was to wear gowns and skirts and dresses.
Gowns.
And so now, that's all I wear.
So you always wanted to wear gowns and skirts and dresses.
Yeah.
And I see what you wear when you're not in drag. Would you call those gowns?
Yeah, they're my gowns.
Oh, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Ruby Ocean! Oh, is that fun?
Skinny, blonde, fashion bitch.
I loved the outfit.
Let's be honest, I love that outfit. She did end up explaining like how she got her name. I used to hate when people would ask that. That question gets asked to drag queens all the time. So how'd you come up with your name? I always hated it. But now that my name is Darby, I think it's so great because they're like, how'd you come up with your name? And I'm like, oh, it's Alexis's uncle's name. That's so funny.
Yet it was gonna be my name.
But thank God it wasn't. You would have been so bullied. And now you're the most popular kid in school. Do you ever tell your parents like, look, your plan for me not to get bullied did not work?
Oh yeah.
Plan B, baby. Yeah, I'm excited for her. Skinny,
my mom?
Blonde, and me.
Oh, a Ruby. Shannon Scarlett. Shannon Scarlett, two first names.
In Portuguese, it sounds way fancier, but like in English, Shannon. My name's Shannon.
Shannon Scarlett.
I love that. If I ever could change my drag name, I would pick like a Linda, a Brenda.
Ooh.
Like I just love like Shannon.
Lazy Susan.
What people call you. And not the Susan part. I loved her look. I loved her energy. I love that she said, I bring ludicrous. Great. I'm in. It did look like she had similar fabric to Miss Polaroid. But
well, no,
she
I
had
think
sequin.
It was just stars.
She had sequins.
Stars
and yeah, but
blue.
The same, those were, well, I guess stars are all the same shape. You're right. I'm excited for her. All right, you ready for our last one?
What you feel like when I say silly things sometimes. Tristan Soledad. Okay, I liked the outfit.
First of all, bearded queen. Come on.
Yeah, we love bearded representation.
I was about to say, for those watching from Brazil, look up Lucy Stuhl, but that's stupid.
You probably already know.
Because
you should.
Brazilian fan. Oh, well, let's talk about Tristan first. Loved. I loved the look. I loved them talking about playing with gender, the beard.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I loved the look, the fabric choices. Yeah.
Bearded drag, it's next level. Bearded drag is so good. I mean, we learned from Jimmy Beard. Bearded drag is phenom. I'm excited to see. What I was gonna say, what I love most about Brazilian drag fans is they are so diehard and they are so invested in drag in the United States and all around the world that come to Brazil, that phrase is a thing. Alaska made a whole song about it. They are so dialed into drag. And that's what I will say.
Taste makers.
Y'all are dialed in. We're still making the phone call. We're not fully dialed in yet because our nails are drying. Okay,
even
so
though
we
that's
can't,
our,
we can't
literally
push.
Our
it
job.
It is our job. Yeah, we should be a little more invested, but I'm so excited about this season and I'm excited for the comment section. If there is some special thing that we should know, obviously pronunciation, please leave in the comments below. I'm really excited to get to know these girls.
Me too.
But Alexis, I have some exciting news.
Tell me.
We don't have just Meet the Queens, we also have Meet the Hosts. Grag
queen. Now if I have my story straight.
She didn't have anything straight.
Yeah, I do.
She didn't have any. Oh, you're straight now. I forgot. Sorry.
I'm straight now. Sorry. I think she won Queen of the Universe season one.
Did she?
I think so.
Oh, that's incredible.
So that's so exciting.
Unless
that she's hosting.
Yeah.
I love what she was saying about how she will roast them and protect them. And she's ready to enjoy and get.
And how you don't need money to do drag. You need to serve the look.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. She's gorgeous.
She is stunning.
The minute they did
so
like a
exciting.
Pan out, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, she did say that.
Bow down, bow down.
Bow down, bow down to Grad Queen. I'm so excited for this season. What do you think we're going to get for the first ever season of Brazil? What's something you think we're going to...
Oh, I think they're going to have a workroom. And I think they're going to have a runway. I do. That's just me.
I think these Brazilians are gonna be nuts. Brazil nuts.
Put in the comments if that's offensive. Well, we hope that you will watch the season with us. We are so excited to go to Brazil. And make sure you don't miss any of the episodes by hitting that subscribe button and, of course, the notification bell.
Yes! If you'd like to see more of us, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/IamEachOfTheShow.
We're both on Cameo, so go there for that.
Yeah, but if you want to just skip that, you can get a Shameo. Go to IamEachOfTheShow.com. You get your own episode of Just Us.
There's a background. It's so exciting. Also, yeah. All of our merch is at dragqueenmerch.com. All right, thank you. We'll see you later. We'll see you in Brazil. Okay, bye. Bye. That's the word you're looking for.
Bye. How do you say goodbye in Spanish or
what? Portuguese.
I know we're speaking Portuguese, but now I can't even think of the Spanish word.
Oh my God. When I was in fourth grade and we played, and I played soccer for 3 days, my coach, like the team that he loved the most, he would always talk about Brazil. And the only reason I was like dialed into that was the colors of the flag.
Oh, beautiful, green and yellow.
And blue. God, I loved it. Because our flag sucks. Our flag sucks.
Well, yeah.
No, not just, I don't mean like, take all that away. Like, take out all the shitty stuff that America does away. But like the red, white, and blue with the stripes, what is that? Betsy Ross, you little bitch.
Well, the stripes, it was like the 13 whatever.
The 13 what? Oh, tell me. No. If you're going to teach me, I want to know.
Well, the stripes meant... I'm not defending the American flag,
No, I know, but you're defending the design, and I think that's valid. So tell me.
Well, so there was originally, 13 stars? Because there was colonies. And then there was 13 of them. And so they were in a circle, because they would sit in a circle, and they would play Duck Duck Goose and Kumbaya. You know, all the pilgrim games. Which were passed down generation to us. And then the stripes, because there's, 15 stripes? There's, like, 7 red and 6 green. Or, yeah, white, whatever. and so what those signify is that they're red and white is, like, there's boys and there's girls. It's very binary, which is another reason that they shouldn't.
Because they had 7 founding fathers. And
oh, wait, no, I'm getting that so confused. I'm getting that confused.
Okay.
Red and white means that the Pope would wear, sometimes he would wear his red capes and sometimes he would wear his white capes. And so that's what it meant. Like every other day he would switch off. So that's, each of the lines meant like, or maybe it was like Republic, Democrat.
No.
I gotta be honest, I don't remember.
You didn't have to say that out loud. Like, we got that. That was very clear. All right, well, we hope we didn't turn you off too much, and we're so excited to get to know these girls even better. We love you. Goodbye.
Seriously, what is Spanish for goodbye?
Not Spanish, Portuguese.
I know, baby. But I know that
Spanish
it's Portuguese.
Is adios.
Adios.
What is it?
But I was mad that I couldn't remember. I don't know. Ask Siri.